This is CliffCentral.com.
Play Powerball this Tuesday for its highest ever jackpot, a record-breaking 100 million rand guaranteed. Buy your tickets now at participating retailers and online channels. Panda Pusher Play. Players must be 18 years and over. Play responsibly.
Hi guys, and welcome to Hashtag Inspired Youth SA. It's 6 minutes past three, and it's all about young people. It's all about inspiration. It's all about motivation. It's all about changing the mindset of our youth in South Africa. And we're in partnership with CliffCentral.com. Guys, make sure that if you do miss the show, get onto the podcast at www.cliffcentral.com or just listen in on the app. If you want more information on Hashtag Inspired Youth SA, you can also have a look at the Pride Factor social media handles. And you can also just engage with us guys on Hashtag Inspired Youth SA. So we have a really amazing show today. We have some phenomenal people coming in studio today with us. They're under the age of 25, but they're doing phenomenal things in the industry. They're changing the game. We have game changers, we have movers and shakers. I'm really looking forward to the show today, but I just want to touch on some of the beautiful things that happened recently. I mean, on the 18th of July, on Mandela Day, it was the ABLAN ABCON Foundation Nelson Mandela celebration at the Hawk Academy in Germiston, and Candice Mudisele was there. Our CEO Dean Buerta was there of Pride Factor, and they spoke to over, I think it was 958 learners. So there was over 900 learners that was actually at the event in Germiston, and it was a huge success. Bless up to Dean Buerta, bless up to Pride Factor, and bless up to Candice Mudisele. I also know that Pride Factor was at Johannesburg Youth Leadership Talks, the event that was hosted on Friday, the day after the, or 2 days actually later after the Mandela Day event, and it was a huge success. Big up to Johannesburg Youth Leadership Talks. We had Teppo on our show, you know, about a week or 2 weeks back, and he actually organized and hosted the whole event. So congratulations to him and his team. We also have some really big announcements coming in, guys. Next week, Dean's going to be back in studio with me. We're going to speak about something that's massive that's going to be coming through. It's all about a roadshow, and it's all about training entrepreneurs. So if you're young, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're looking for opportunities, please make sure that you listen into next week's show. There's also the Innovation Summit that's happening on the 14th of September 2018, and I know Pride Factor is going to be part of that. So you'll see a lot of us young people there, Bulelani Balabala, maybe Sibusiso Molimi, Candice Mudisele, as well as we're going to be hitting the Northern Cape in October 2018. So we're looking forward to all of that. But getting past all of the formalities, I just want to introduce my two amazing guests. Guys, they're both 23. Like, it's insane. They've achieved so much at their age. They're doing major work. They're working with big corporates. They're the owners and co-founders of Sibakude Travel Agency. We have Noni in studio, and we have Lorraine in studio with us. Guys, how are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for having us.
No, thank you so much for coming through. I think you guys can add so much of value to, you know, all the young people listening right now, and also a lot of the entrepreneurs that are trying to find a way forward, you know, in South Africa in 2018. Let's touch on the whole concept of a travel agency. Why did you guys decide on opening up a travel agency?
Okay, firstly, I've done hospitality management, travel at International Hotel School, and I've always loved traveling. I've worked in hotels, I've worked in international hotels. So while I was still working there, I saw a gap in the market that needed to be filled. So that's where I came about opening up a travel agency. And mostly I love traveling.
Yeah, and then I mean, you guys decided on the name Sibakude. Why Sibakude? What's the emphasis on Sibakude?
Okay, with the emphasis of Sibakude, it's like taking people far from Africa to all over the world.
Okay.
So we are taking people far.
So Sibakude means what exactly? It means taking people far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you guys are obviously playing on that word in your name. Okay. I mean, looking at South Africa right now, I know that Derek Hanekom is a huge fan of what we can actually do in South Africa when it comes to tourism, right?
Yeah.
So he's been speaking about it at events, and I mean, now he's back in the ministry, so he's back in parliament now, but he believes that we can do what Dubai has done. You know, Dubai, most of their money comes in when it comes from tourism.
Yeah.
Most of their money that they generate in the country comes from tourism. It's not oil anymore. It's no longer anything other than tourism. So first things first, what do you guys think we can actually do in South Africa when it comes to tourism? Now that you guys have a travel agency, what do you think we can actually do in South Africa when it comes to tourism?
All right. When it comes to the world, traveling or like tourism in its own forms a major part in the economic structure of a country. So I think we need to have more infrastructures, you know, that will attract like more tourists and stuff like that. We should have also like develop more tourist attractions and also put them out there for people to actually get attracted to coming into the country. Yeah, that's basically what I'm thinking. We should have more infrastructures and more activities that will attract people to come into South Africa.
I mean, listeners, you guys can get in, engage with us as well. Use the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. What do you think we can actually do in South Africa to take our tourism up to the level where Dubai is, where Abu Dhabi is? You know, these countries literally make billions and billions of dollars every single financial year just through tourism, people wanting to come into their country. One of the things I've also picked up, and I know that you guys are in the travel agency, I just want to touch on this, is that I don't know if you're familiar with the Emirates airline.
Yeah.
You know, Emirates has this belief that every single one of their flights, you have to stop in Dubai before you move on to your next destination.
Yes.
What if South Africa offered that? What if you have to stop in Johannesburg before you move on to a Brazil or you move on to a Russia? You know what I'm saying? Do you think that's possible in South Africa?
Yes, well, it is possible. But then I think that the main reason that perhaps like flights, the Emirates flights stop by in Dubai, I think it's more attractive because Dubai is like the center of attention or of attraction when it comes to tourists with the activities that they have within their country or their city, and also the infrastructure as well. They are like world class. So if there is, for example, more developments and more attracting infrastructures or activities, I think there will be a reason for, you know, South African flights to stop into Johannesburg first.
So I mean, if you think about it now, I can head off from here, head off to the airport, jump onto an Emirates flight, and then stop in Dubai and, you know, end up in Paris or whatever it is. Now, if I was in Brazil, for example, I wouldn't be able to find a South African Airways, you know. So I think that's also something that we need to look at when it comes to expansion. We need to be more to global expand, when it comes to our own, you know, aeroplanes and airways. But touching back on the whole concept of the travel agency, right? So you guys are both partners. There's two of you in studio today. Are you guys the only partners involved with the agency?
Yes, there's only two of us.
But, you know, this is one of the most difficult things that a lot of entrepreneurs have, is that finding the right partners, okay? So I recently watched this movie. It's called The Founder, which is all about the McDonald's franchise. And one of the biggest issues that everyone has, including in that movie, was that you need to find people that are of the same mindset as you, you know, that have a similar ideology that you have. How did you guys meet? When did you guys start the business together? How long have you been friends for, you know?
So we met last year. So we met last year and we generally clicked. We met in
Michelangelo. Because what basically happened is, I, like I said, I've already had other businesses established by myself. So when I first met Noni, I saw this, you know, ambitious young person. And the idea of her wanting to start a travel agency and having so much knowledge, I found it like, yeah, this is like something I should be part of. You know, I love traveling, and why not, you know, partner with her? She's got like a brilliant idea, and she has, you know, she has it going on. She knows what she's doing, basically. So I thought it was a good investment as well.
Good. And I mean, for a lot of the listeners that don't know, you guys are doing exceptionally well in your business. You know, you have relationships with big corporates, you have contacts out with them. So you guys are 23, but you actually, you know, kind of in a way monopolizing the market to a certain degree. So age is a factor. Age is something that I know when I was 15 and I wanted to, start up a clothing company, for example. It wasn't easy. People don't listen to you at all. People think that you're young. What do you know about this industry? There's 70-year-olds and 50-year-olds that have been doing it for 30 years. And they undermine you completely. Do you guys ever feel like you've been undermined at the age of 23 when you're meeting up with these corporates?
Yes, we have a lot. Because whenever you go and maybe you're going to present about the travel agency and trying to get more client and build the client base, they don't take you serious. They think you're too young for this. They are big travel companies that have been there for so many years. What is it that we will bring different into the table, and what it is that is unique about us that will make them to come to our company? So it's not easy.
Okay, and then in relation to, a lot of young people, so now the nice thing about South Africa in 2018, a lot of young people see the value in working with the private sector, right? So a lot of them want to work with corporates. What's some of the tips that you can give to entrepreneurs when they're actually speaking or having negotiations with a corporate, whether it can be anyone, a telecom or mutual, anyone actually, in whichever industry they're in? What tips can you guys give them? I know the one thing that people always say is that you must never have agreements on a handshake, It should always be written down.
Exactly. On paper.
Any other tips that you guys have for entrepreneurs?
Okay, besides perhaps maybe the technical, advice that I can give is that you need to have a clear vision. We have so many entrepreneurs like in South Africa, upcoming in startups, but then the problem is what I realized is that their vision is not clear. All they want is to make profits and make money, but then they don't have a clear vision of what they want to do. So, and also the other thing is that you need to challenge yourself. You need to take risks as well, because this is as young as you are, this is the time you have. I think is the best time for you to take risks and push yourself, over the edge. So yeah, that's my advice, that you should have a clear vision.
Okay, how long has the company been running now?
Right.
Okay, we started the company last year, but we initially started to operate this year, so it's not been long, but it was started last year, and we opened the company last year, but we had some few struggles in terms of building it up, making it known, making the brand known out there and everything.
Okay, so it's been, are you saying about a year old?
Yeah, about a year old.
So you guys started at 22.
Yeah.
I mean, just the challenges at 22, right? Like, did you guys fail at anything in this last year? Did you ever go to a corporate and they said, look, I'm sorry, what you guys are offering us isn't good enough, or nah, we're not interested in that? Have you guys failed before you succeeded?
We've had a lot of shutdowns.
Yeah, sure.
But when people start to see that you've built one strong relationship with a certain company, that's when they start wanting your services. They test you first, and if they see that for the first attempt of the service that you've done, then that's where they start coming through and everything. We've had rejections, a lot of them.
Guys, look, we're getting so many messages on WhatsApp and on emails just wanting to ask you guys questions. So we'll touch on a lot of it. We're just going to take a short break and we'll come back in a bit.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Guys, this is hashtag Inspired Youth SA in partnership with CliffCentral.com. Don't forget to engage with us at hashtag Inspired Youth SA on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, any platform, and we'll definitely get into contact with you. We'll respond back to you. We know we have so many questions for our guests in studio, but I just want to touch on something. I was thinking about it actually this morning. Every day we are faced with news and issues that we often sweep under the carpet. Ignorance might be bliss, but not for the Gareth Cliff Show. Every Tuesday, Gareth Cliff and his team don't turn a blind eye to issues that affect all of us. Make sure you download the podcast on www.cliffcentral.com now. Don't Turn a Blind Eye To is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Turn your window or doorways into your room's best accessory with Taylor Blinds and Shutters. You'll be spoiled for choice between Taylor's aesthetic blinds and functional shutters, which bring a world of color, texture, patterns, and taste to your own space. Find out more on the cliffcentral.com website or on the app. You guys can download that on the iStore or on Google Play. Guys, also just want to let you know that we were speaking a little bit about it off air, and that a lot of people are interested in, a lot of young entrepreneurs, a lot of leaders. I think there's a beautiful platform for you guys that is available to you. It's called One Day Leader on SABC. It's season 7 is actually opening up. It's a leadership platform. It's a beautiful platform. So if you guys are interested in entering the platform and forming part of the 6 people that actually go into a house and fight it out to become your one day leader, please go on to the One Day Leader website. You guys can just type in on Google One Day Leader season 7 entries. I know that Laureen, you might be entering for season 7.
Of course. Is that true? Of course I am.
Cool. What do you think of leadership platforms like that? Do you think it's important?
It is very important, because so many young people have got so many things to say, but then they don't have like proper platforms for their voices to be heard. So I think it's a great platform to help us young people voice out our ideas, and also, you know, how we can shape our country into, you know, the country that we want it to be.
I think also in my season, what I picked up a lot in, and I was part of the season 4 of One Day Leader, is that, I mean, we have a lot of people saying things for us as young people,
true.
You know. So we have your 40 or 50 or 60 year old saying, we understand you, you know, this is how you think, and we're going to provide you solutions to that. But in fact, it doesn't really align very well to us. So it's nice having a lot of young leaders and, you know, young role models that can go out there and speak for us as young people. Look, I think you'll do very well on the show, so I give my full support on that. But getting back to the travel agency, right, guys, I just want to touch on something. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs right now want to enter into the tourism/travel agency space. They see value in it, whether they get involved in a different aspect of it. Maybe they want to create their own tourist attraction. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs when it comes to your specific industry in particular, the tourism/travel agency industry?
Okay. So you need to trust what you're doing. Travel agency is more, you need to go with the trend. Like in the time that we live in now, technology is very impacting our lives very big. So you need to make sure that the systems are advanced. People can book wherever, whenever, have apps. Be more technological. Like have more technical things, be more on social media, market it very well, make your brand known out there. And it also like depends on the travel market that you choose, like the market segments that you choose. And if you are more based with young youth, then you need to have like apps and like go with the trend. Like some clients don't like calling anymore, they just want to have an app, book their, manage all their travel activities there. So it's best if you know what you do, take risk and go out there.
Yes. And I mean, you were touching on the whole concept of social media, right?
Yes.
I mean, you guys are obviously young, you know the value that social media brings. But that's in relation to publicity and more people knowing about your brand. How much of sales comes in from having a social media influence, in particular with your guys' own business? Would you say a large chunk of the amount of people who interact with you and purchase stuff from you guys or packages or whatever it is comes from social media, or is it just through the corporates that you know?
I think more of the packages comes from social media.
Really? So a large amount of...
More social media brings business than that. Even corporate does bring business, but when it comes to off-peak times,
sustainable business,
social media comes in.
So do you think like young people right now who are entrepreneurs, who are, you know, entering into the marketplace, do you think that they should spend a lot of time developing their social media credibility, or should they rather be spending that money on, I don't know, buying a new office or buying a new brand for their car or something like that? What do you think?
No, I think they should spend more of their money or resources on building their social media credibility.
Yes.
Because now I think in our days, social media is like your business card.
Yes.
You know, it's your brand. So people no longer, you know, even websites are still relevant, but people now, they need to, if you have a company, they go to your social media and they check, you know, what is it that you're about. So social media presence is very much important, and you need to be careful in what you put out there. So it should match your brand, and it should match, you know, what you are for.
And then, I mean, the business is now a year old. You guys are 23. I'm emphasizing the 23-year-old yeah. thing, because it's incredible to have people under the age of 25 that are actually doing so well, that are pioneers in this space, you know. And you guys are doing very, very well. So big up on that. But I just want to touch on the beauty of young people and being visionaries. And I know that you guys are very ambitious. I've spoken to you guys off air. I've spoken to you guys on the couch here. Where would you like to see the brand in the next 5 years?
So we want to grow the brand globally. We want to expand it globally. We want to have more offices, not just in South Africa, in Africa and the whole world in general. Like grow, make the unemployment rate to decrease by hiring more people and giving South Africans chances to go work abroad, but in a South African brand.
Okay. And then in relation to, you know, I'm just going through Twitter at the moment, because I'm actually going to go through some of the questions that people have, but I'm just touching on trends that are actually happening at the moment. I see Dubai is one of the trends as well. You know, people are constantly speaking about tourist attractions. But at the same time, we're also busy with the BRICS summit is about to come to South Africa from the 25th to the 27th of July. Now, the BRICS summit, for a lot of young people who are not familiar with that, that involves obviously Brazil, Russia, India, China, and ourselves. And it's a partnership that we have with each other, where there's a bit of a opportunity for young people, any entrepreneurs in that sense, where you don't necessarily need a visa to be able to enter these countries. There's a shorter period where you can actually enter each other's country without needing a visa. Now, I mean, obviously that does great stuff for your business, because people would then want to go to Brazil, would want to go to Russia, because one of the stumbling blocks is the fact that you have to get a visa, right? So people want to travel, but then waiting 2 weeks, waiting a month to get your visa, sometimes they get declined at the U.S. embassy. Why is it important that we have things like BRICS, and would you guys like to form part of something where you can actually add value at these BRICS summits?
Yes, we would like to join something like BRICS.
Yeah. Do you think it's important? Do you think BRICS is an important platform?
Yeah, I think it is important platform, because it gives people opportunities to go to different countries like you've stated.
Yes.
So it is very important to be part of it. It brings impact into the economy when it comes to travel and tourism also.
Perfect. And then Faith here has a question for you guys in particular. She wants to know, what are your guys' packages, and if I want to travel locally, do you guys offer local travel as well?
Yeah, so our packages are right there on our website.
What's the website, so people can, and in particular Faith can actually go and have a look.
So our social media platforms is Sibagude Travel, and then our website is www.sibagudetravel.co.za, and then we have everything there.
Great. And then Vicky says, this is for you, Noni. She says that you come across as a very sweet, innocent person on air. Why, when it comes to the whole concept of growing your business, and that is, does the whole aspect of pushing yourself out there and being strong and confident all the time, does it play a very important role in making yourself successful?
Yes, it does. I'm a very calm and quiet person, so being with Lorraine is a bit tough. I'm sure you've noticed that. So, I do take charge when I have to. I do take charge, and I am sweet and quiet, and I do play a big role when I have to be tough and be strict at something. Then I do.
Okay, and then Mandisa asked, you guys said that you work with corporates. Which corporates do you work with, if you can explain them?
We work with corporate, like we book for corporate client, which is, I won't mention all of them.
Yes.
But I can just mention a few that we've done bookings for, like Standard Chartered. We've done few individual bookings, not groups though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that type of business. So
yes.
big corporates.
Yes.
That's good. Okay. And then I just want to touch on a few things with you guys, man. Like, when it comes to the whole concept of, you know, obviously you guys are 23. I'm going to emphasize this throughout the whole show. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, you know, mentorship, because a lot of young people, age doesn't really play a very important role these days. A lot of young people can come to a 23-year-old and gain amazing mentorship opportunities or learn so much from a 23-year-old. You don't have to go to someone who's 45 and being established.
Yeah.
Do you guys offer mentorship opportunities? If there's any young people right now that are listening, they want to come in, enter the space that you're in, or want to learn from you, can they actually be mentored by you?
Yes. Actually, I have... started like an MPO where it focuses on mentoring and empowering young people on different aspects. That's One Courage SA. They can follow it on Instagram, and we've got a website. They'll see it through there. So I've realized that mentorship is very important, because I myself didn't get, you know, any mentoring per se, and there are so many things or mistakes that I have done in the business space, and that could have been avoidable if I had someone to mentor me, you know, in that particular space. So yeah, we do offer mentorship, and yeah, they can hit us up on social media, Lorraine_Madimabi. Then yeah.
Okay, I had a look at your guys' website, and it looks very cool. I really, really like it. Would you say that's the easiest platform for people to go on to be able to book packages, or is there another platform that's available to them for them to, you know, book packages? Would you guys prefer doing sales on Facebook, for example, or is the website the best platform?
Most of our bookings and most of the sales and requests, they come through Facebook.
Okay.
So Facebook, I think it's much more convenient, especially for young people to book through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, guys, we're going to close up the interview in a bit, but, you know, I'm so inspired by these phenomenal women. They're exceptional. They're doing great things. Let's just take a bit of a break, and we'll get back into it, and we'll just close up the show with them.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Play Powerball this Tuesday for its highest ever jackpot, a record-breaking 100 million rand guaranteed. Buy your tickets now at participating retailers and online channels. Panda Pusher Play. Players must be 18 years and over. Play responsibly.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Guys, this is Hashtag Inspired Youth SA with your host, Sarif Minty. Guys, it's all about diversification. It's all about our young people succeeding. Like I said, I'm all about development of young people, but I also believe in the concept of diversification. I believe in the concept that you have to lead by example. So I'm a young person. I'm an author. I'm a best-selling author. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm the winner of SABC One's One Day Leader Season 4. I'm a lawyer. I'm also part of a motivational platform. I own my own public relations and media company. But the whole idea behind it is that you guys need to be inspired by the concept of diversification. Whatever you're passionate about, whatever you're keen to get into, you know, go out there, and you don't have to wait until you're done at school or done at university to start up a business. You can start up a business while you're still in high school, you know, and you can also do amazing things. Our young people are doing phenomenal things in the fourth industrial revolution. It's all about technology. It's all about that space. So get involved, get inspired. And engage with us, guys, at Hashtag Inspired Youth SA on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. But I was thinking about this as well. Hey, like, what if you were told that you're going to live to 200 years old? As Sanlam turns 100, they are looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science, featuring the voices of Nembitha and Tepelo Makwena. It's the story of Lesedi Ndaba, told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more on www.cliffcentral.com. Guys, also don't forget that we are in the beautiful month of Mandela. It's Mandela Month, and we're entering a few days away from Women's Month. We have two beautiful women in studio with us. Guys, what are you planning to do for the month of August, for Women's Month? What are you guys going to get up to?
Okay, for Women's Month that is coming, listeners should just follow us on our social media pages, and then we have great packages that we're working on now.
Okay, so you guys are catering for the women in South Africa,
yes,
and the women in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to create beautiful packages for,
yes,
them. And then some of the destinations, does it depend on the fact that it's Women's Month? So like, because it's Women's Month, maybe you'll think of like a more feminine destination for them, or is it like all destinations are available?
All destinations.
Okay, cool. I just want to touch on something that I was reading up on Twitter now. I see that we are listed, and this is quite a sad thing though.
Mm.
We are listed as one of the bottom five when it comes to our quality or standard of maths and science in South Africa. Now, this is in the world. We're seen as,
sure,
the bottom five in the world at the moment. What do you guys think of that? How do you feel being 23, you know?
It's very sad. But I think that with maths and science, this should start developing at a early young childhood,
mm,
and also teachers and should also get trained on how to install it there. Because if you can check, the pass rate of maths and science is
very low. Yeah,
it's very, very low. So if it can start at a very young, tender age, then we can actually work our way up.
Look, I mean, I know it wasn't many years ago because you guys are still very,
yeah,
young, but if you guys could go back to high school, right, and they allowed you to pick your subjects again from,
yeah,
grade 10 onwards, and there was two new subjects in there, okay, one was called motivation,
mm-hmm,
and the other one was called like become an entrepreneur,
mm,
would you guys take those subjects and why?
Of course. I mean, you know, I think our educational system is failing our young people,
mm,
because...
I agree
yeah,
with you. Yeah.
It does, because, you know, financial literacy, number one, or entrepreneurship, or public speaking, or subjects that are more on personal development, they are not taking them seriously, you know, as such. And they are the most important subjects that we need, you know, in our basic lives. We need to like to be taught how to be financially literate, you know, from a very young age.
Mm.
It's a skill that each and every you know, each and every individual should have and should master. Entrepreneurship as well, you know, we shouldn't focus on, for example, let's say, you know, only accounting or maths or science. Entrepreneurship is also vital. Looking into that, it will help people also discover their entrepreneurial skills at a very young age. So it will help you to choose your career path as well.
Mm.
So it's not only limited to maybe academia, you understand? So you grow as perhaps an entrepreneur at a young age.
Yeah,
so it's very,
yeah,
important.
Yeah. I was just thinking about it now. Like, I think as young people, because we're living in a country that's a third world country, like,
mm,
South Africa, and also this whole concept of age now is only starting to become better. You know, before it was still even worse than what it is now. If you're 25, no one's going to listen to you,
yeah,
even,
true,
though you have the most amazing ideas, or they'll poach your ideas and they'll take,
mm,
it as their own. Now we're living in a space where we're embracing young people. We're giving them the opportunity. But do you think we as young people, do we still suffer from, or do we still struggle a lot when it comes to challenges? Do we have a lot of challenges in South Africa in this current moment? Would you say that we have a lot of challenges as young people?
Yes, I think we do have quite a lot of challenges that we, you know, we overlook.
Yes.
And one of them being, how can I put, like, there are so many opportunities, yes, but then many young people, they are not taught, you know, how to tackle these opportunities. For example, some people might look at education as useless now because they're not getting employment and stuff like that, you know, but then there's always a bigger picture to that. So if we are taught how to, you know, go around tackling such issues as unemployment,
mm-hmm,
I think we'll go somewhere. For example, if you've started to be, let's say, an accountant and you don't get a job, you can still become something other than an accountant, you know. If you can start your side hustle and something like that, you don't only have to depend on your career, you can be beyond that. So there's a lot, you know, that we really need to take a look at and tackle.
I agree with you. Like, I know I was in the legal space. I mean, I studied at Wits and I studied at LLB. A lot of the guys and girls that were with me at varsity, you know, I mean, it's expensive to go to Wits, guys. It's expensive to go to any university these days. But there's some of the individuals, obviously never mentioning like what they're actually into right now, but they're in very difficult situations. They're unemployed at the moment and they took, you know, jobs that you don't necessarily even need a high school, I mean, a matric for, do you know what I mean? And it becomes problematic because you've spent so much of money investing into yourself, and you've learned the skills and you're ready to go out there and you want to make a difference and you want to change lives, but you're not given that opportunity. What can the government do in South Africa to alleviate the unemployment rate in South Africa? Remember, it's 52% for young people, 27% for everyone.
I think they should, like, people need to, like, education actually makes people learn more mistakes, like, makes you know other person's mistakes. So if they can make, like, practical development and everything, because even if you go to school and then you graduate, but after that, when you want to apply for a job, it needs a certain number of experience and you don't have. I think our education should be based on theory and 50% theory and 50% practical, which will make it easier for graduates to actually get a job after educate after school.
I was just thinking about this now. There was a question that I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure you'll probably get the same question when you enter One Day Leader. It's a question that they asked, you know, we ask a lot of people who come on the show here this question, but I think they use a similar question. If you had to become the president of South Africa, if Ramaphosa got sick for a weekend, okay, if President Ramaphosa got sick for a weekend and he says, listen, Lorraine, you're 23, you're doing amazing things, I want you to run the country for the next few days, for the next 3 or 4 days, what would you do in South Africa in those 3 to 4 days?
Sure. Firstly, I think I would try and, you know, twist around the educational system. I think it is linear. You know, what they teach you is, okay, you only go to school, graduate, get a job, and that's the only way you can survive. So I think I'll try to challenge that status quo and focus more, like you said earlier, on financial literacy, empowering people on entrepreneurship. And also, it's not everyone who's an academic in a sense, so I'll try and help people discover their talents or use their talents as like something that they can make a living out of. You understand? Some people are good at sports, but then they cannot use that, you know, for their advantage because their educational system is forcing them, you know, to go on this linear path. So I think I will, yeah, challenge the educational system, and yeah, I think that's what I'll do.
Perfect. Look, sorry, Dirk just sent a message through. I'm just going to add on to his question because I think it adds more value. So we're living in a space now, it's 2018, you know, we have a high unemployment rate. It's 52% for young people, 27% for everyone else. Young people are confused, you know. People don't know, should they go to a varsity? Should they go to a TVET college? Should they just open up a business? Should they do them all? You know, should they own a club? Should they own, you know, they're practically so confused that they have no idea what to do. So, you know, what advice do you have for young people currently in South Africa in 2018? For both of you. Let's start off with Noni, actually.
Okay, I think if you want to start something, just start. Just start. It doesn't matter how. I think most people, they're scared to start very small. They just want to start and be big and be famous and everything. They need to put more work in what you're doing, love what you're doing, and trust yourself that you will eventually get where you want to go. So my advice will be, whatever idea, whatever anything that you have in your mind, execute it. The main thing is just to start.
Beautiful. And you, Lorraine?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, you need to know yourself, you know what is it that you're passionate about? Because that is where your life, you know, revolves. So many people, I think they're stuck, you know, in jobs that they don't like and stuff like that. So if you find your passion and what is it that your purpose is, or what is it that you're good at, you always have, you know, something to do with that passion or whatever talent that you have. And the other thing is that we have so many hungry young people in South Africa, but then they are hungry, but then they're not prepared or ready to learn. So you need to go out there, knock on doors, you know, introduce yourself, get rejected, take risks, you know, fail. It's okay. It's part of the process. And so we need, you know, young people who are ready and who are hungry and ready as well and prepared, you know, to do whatever it is that they want to do with their lives.
Well, guys, now thank you so much for joining me in studio today. It was really an honor and a privilege. You guys are exceptional young people, and we're all looking forward to just follow your journey and see all the amazing things that you guys are going to achieve. Guys, not only are they inspirational, super smart, beautiful, but they're also fashionistas. We see you there with the Gucci gang going on there. I just want to let you guys know as well, don't forget, this is hashtag Inspired Youth SA in partnership with Cliff Central. Engage with us, guys. Let's go on to hashtag Inspired Youth SA. Ask us questions. Engage with us. If you want any of us to come through and speak at your school, if you want us to come through and speak at your event, just get into contact with Pride Factor South Africa, Inspired Youth SA, or even just contact cliffcentral.com. And get into contact with us, and we'd love to actually work with you guys. Guys, we're going to end off the show together. I want you to do this with me. It's the first time we're doing this, okay?
Right.
So we're going to say inspired together, okay, at the end, okay? I hope you guys have an amazing day. Have a phenomenal day. Have an exceptional day. And always stay inspired!
This is CliffCentral.com.